shield and say, come back with it or on it. But Jews don't talk like that. And the constant drain, both economic and blood, of war made Alexander Yanai not so popular. Secondly, in order to pursue the war, he hired mercenaries. He brought in many non-Jewish soldiers, which in the ancient world was very common, not only in the ancient world, till our time, till even in the time of the American Revolution, it was accepted to hire mercenary soldiers to fight your war for you. And the Hessians fought for the British, and etc. So he hired mercenary soldiers, mainly Greek soldiers. And that brought about a demoralizing effect in the country. Because with the foreign soldiers came foreign gods and foreign behavior, foreign attitudes. And therefore, that also was not popular at all. Thirdly, the Idumeans, whom the Hashmonaim converted forcibly, the Idumeans, who were very good soldiers, began to rise in the ranks and became the officer class of the Jewish army. So that the Jewish army, the army of the Hashmonaim, had a disproportionate amount of non-Jews or Jews that weren't recognized as being Jews in positions of importance and leadership. Now, all of this brought about a great deal of negativism within the society. And the negativism was always from the side of the Prussian. And Alexander, and especially from his brother-in-law, Shimon ben Shotach, who was not at all bashful to tell him that he was wrong. And because of that, Alexander Yanai slowly but surely became an enemy of the Prussian. He felt that they didn't appreciate him. He felt that they were the spearhead of the group amongst the people of Israel that didn't love him. Everybody wants to be loved. And he resented it. And then there were a number of matters that brought it to a head. He made a banquet once to celebrate his victory. And when everybody had a lot to drink, one of the Prussian, the Gemara tells us, got up and told them off at the banquet. He told them to take off the crown off of his head. And he remarked again the old canard about his grandmother being captured. All of that came into being again. And the Tzedukim used this event by whispering in his ear, Prushim Alecha, Yanai. The Prushim are conspiring against you. It's not a religious battle, it's a political battle. They're out to depose you.